Truth Audio presents the unabridged recording of For the Record by K.A. Lindy, performed by Natalie Ross. To the campaign, for the hardest and best times. Chapter 1. Just the beginning. Time stood still as Liz Doherty stared out at the crowd of reporters visible through the backstage curtain. It was hard to believe that just a year and a half ago, she had stood on the other side of the stage for the first time. Brady Maxwell had been announcing his run for Congress, and she was covering the event for her paper. And now she was standing with him as he was about to announce their relationship to the world, only months before her college graduation date. His fingers laced with hers, and he squeezed gently, giving her the reminder and reassurance that his presence already brought to her. Liz looked up into his handsome face, admiring the strong jawline, the confident dark brown eyes, the perfectly put-together hair, and the full lips that drove her crazy. She loved this man.
"We'll get through this,"
he whispered. "I know." She sent him a soft smile. "We'll get through this" wasn't exactly the comfort she had been looking for, but she knew "everything will be okay" was a lie. Brady didn't make promises that he couldn't keep, and neither of them knew if everything really would be okay. The workers backstage gave them a wide berth as they went about their business. She and Brady had been briefed and rebriefed until Liz had gotten a headache from it all. She took it in stride, though. She knew how to address reporters, considering she was one. To everyone else, Brady probably looked completely in control. He always was. But she knew that he was worried. Not necessarily about himself or what this would do to his career at the moment. He was more confident now that he had taken control of the situation and was handling it in the way he knew how. But his brown eyes betrayed that he was nervous about how Liz would take it. Only time would tell what would happen, just like time was what they had needed to find their way back to each other. The only thing Liz knew for certain was that she wanted to make this work.
"Heather will introduce me. I'll give a speech. No questions. Just a short statement, and then I'll be back with you,"
he told her in that confidently casual manner only he could manage. "Brady, I know. Heather and Elliot have drilled it into my head," Liz said. Brady's press secretary and lawyer didn't exactly see eye to eye with Liz on everything, but she trusted them enough to get her through one press conference.
"I'm not even the one speaking."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?